Welcome to Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Dr. Doctor. I am Dr. John Smith, joined by my wife and treating chiropractor at the Loveland office, Dr. Carla Urban Smith. Before we get started today, if you'd like some more information, as always, about Dr. Urban or myself, feel free to check us out, rmspine.com, or feel free to give us a call. It's 970-663-4494. We always have time for our listeners of our radio show. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have problems with your health? That's a loaded question, right? Well, today we're going to talk about chronic health problems and why they don't go away by themselves. We say it all the time that the five worst words that come into our office are, maybe it will go away. We know you've all thought about that. We know we've all been into that place before. We're constantly trying to help people who've been struggling with some chronic health condition, and you know, far too often, they come to us only when it's at its worst, when they've ignored it long enough that they just can't possibly ignore it anymore. And inevitably, the reason's usually the same. They say, I thought that maybe it would go away. You know, folks, this is common thinking, but it's flawed thinking, especially when it comes to your health. The longer you ignore a health problem, the harder it is to treat, the longer it takes to treat. And quite frankly, that's if it's not already too late.
Well, problems come in all different shapes and sizes, don't they? I remember as a kid not having any problems at all. But as we get older, problems that, you know, that crop up every once in a while, they keep getting bigger and more abundant with time. Slowly, I realized that problems are part of life, but they can absolutely be overcome. Getting to them quick, that's at the first signs, I think that's a really important part of this. The principle that we're discussing today really can apply to any problem in your life. I mean, just think about it. Whether it's a relationship with someone close to you, whether it's your finances, be honest with yourself. How many of those problems ever just got better by themselves? It doesn't happen, does it? Well, your health is no different. Now, we're not talking about the common cold here or a cut on your hand. We're talking about warning signs that your body gives you. The chronic pain or symptom that you've been dealing with for weeks, months, even years sometimes. Sometimes it gets better, but almost always it comes back, doesn't it? That's your body talking to you, telling you something is wrong, but you have to listen before it's too late, just like with those other problems.
Well, that reminds me of the quote that you're fond of. Dr. Urban has a quote that she loves, quote, if you ignore your health, it will go away. Think about it. I love that because it's so true. If you want to live a life of sickness and disease, just ignore the problem. Mm-hmm. No big deal. It's only your health, right?
You know, right?
We see men in the office, particularly on a regular basis, who seem almost proud that they don't go to the doctor. You know, let me assure you, not taking care of yourself, not paying attention to the signals your body is giving you, letting your health decline year after year because you just push on through the problem, it's not a badge of honor. You owe it to your family. You owe it to yourself. Your health is your greatest asset in the world. If you don't have health, nothing else, your family relationships, your money, nothing else matters. Nothing else is the quality that it should be if you're unhealthy.
Well, can I just add that this is not just men who put their health on the back burner.
Well, that's true.
Women will not take time to take care of themselves, especially the ones who spend their time taking care of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've had some pretty frank discussions with the women who have come to see me and explained to them, if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be around to take care of those other people
right.
that you're taking care of now. We have patients that come in, and you know how it works. If you're listening today, that you're one of them that's come in, we do a thorough exam. And when we find the problem, we let you know right away if it's something that we treat in our offices. The majority of the time, the problem is one that we've seen and treated before. Some people believe that because we treat back problems that we're just back doctors. Remember, we're nerve doctors who use the spine to treat the nervous system. Here's the funny thing. I call myself a fancy pants electrician because I'm dealing with the electrical system of the body, your nervous system, and that controls everything.
Yeah, the crazy part is, though, when patients know that they have a health problem, they know we can help them, too many times they then convince themselves of reasons not to get help.
I've heard
it. Things like they can't afford it or don't have the time. Listen, guys, there's a reason you came into the clinic. There's a reason for that. We believe everything happens for a reason, and you're in the office for a reason. When it comes to money, everyone can afford our care. We work with people on a regular basis to help them afford care when things are tight. And I'll tell you this, it's not getting any cheaper, guys. We got people living on fixed incomes who can get treatment for their problems. Mm-hmm. We've got single moms out there who are patients of ours. You know, it's not going to get cheaper. How much are you paying every month for prescription pills, which just cover the symptom? How much is your deductible on back surgery?
Oh.
How many lost wages are you losing in recovery from an unsuccessful surgery? What's the price of losing time with family or friends because you can't keep up with them or because you're in too much pain? You can't afford not to treat these conditions because it doesn't go away on its own. You know, these health problems, folks, they don't go away by themselves. You're in the right place at the right time right now when you're in one of our offices or you go see a different chiropractor who can help you out. Whatever situation you're suffering with, it can be handled. But listen, you have to get out of your own way.
You know, I've said 100 times, people tell me, I don't have time for this. I don't have time. Let me just tell you, your body will make time for you. Mm-hmm. You will shut down and you'll have plenty of time because you won't be working anymore. You won't be doing these things. So the time is right. Just so that you know kind of how we do things in the office, we propose a treatment plan that's based upon your individual needs. We go over everything that you can expect from care. There are no secrets in our office. First step, here's the most important, embrace the problem. Don't hide from it. You've got to acknowledge that there's something going on. This is the biggest area where people want to believe that the problem will go away. They ignore it. Don't do that.
Yeah, listen, guys, knowledge is power. Let me give you our phone number, 970-663-4494. Our show is about renewing your mind, engaging our listeners, empowering our listeners to be as healthy as you possibly can through education, understanding how your body works. We're going to take a break right here and come right back. Stick around for more Dr. Doctor.
Now, more Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Doctor. I'm Dr. John Smith, joined by Dr. Carla Urban. If you've just tuned in today, folks, we've been talking about the 5 worst words that come into our office, and those words are: maybe it will go away.
Let's examine some of the health problems, some of the most common symptoms that just don't go away. Headaches. Headaches are not normal, people. We see people that are suffering from headaches sometimes 3 or 4 times a week who think that everybody else is having the same. Headaches aren't normal. I actually asked a patient, how often do you get headaches? She said, the normal amount. There is no normal amount. Number 2, neck pain. See that a lot. Shooting pains into the legs. You can also have those shooting pains that go into the arms as well. Digestive issues. And again, motor vehicle accidents. We've had whole shows on motor vehicle accidents. Maybe it's only been months, maybe it's been years, but you just haven't been right since that last car accident.
Well, I just want to elaborate on some of those a little bit, Doc. You talk about headaches and what's the normal amount, and there is no normal amount. And I think that depends on what your definition of normal is. You know,
right.
If patients sometimes say they have 1 or 2 a month, depending on whether their blood sugar gets low or women around their menstrual cycle. You know, I believe personally that some of those are normal. It's the people that tell you I get a normal amount and they're having 3 to 4 a week or 2 a week, or they get them every single week, certainly aren't normal. Neck pain can be such a sign of so many different things. You know, neck pain could be part of a shoulder problem that's lingering, could
Absolutely.
Be a ligamentous problem, could be a vascular problem, and that can typically get worse. Shooting pains in the leg, it could just be a simple musculoskeletal condition, kind of like sciatica. It certainly could be something much more dangerous there, too. Digestive
Definitely.
Issues. gosh, there's a whole array of issues that can go on with the digestive system. And
right.
typically, you know, those also don't go away themselves, whether that's Crohn's or something else more serious. You know, that's why it's so important to get those taken a look at. And I just wanted to touch back on some of those. Our approach is different, guys. It's different from every other medical model out there, medical model approach. It's not just about treating the symptoms. That's the difference. When you go to the doc, they give you a pill or they want to do a surgery to try to treat the symptom. Our approach is about fixing the problem, the underlying conditions which are actually causing the symptom, and that all breaks down to what's going on with your nervous system. The problem is going on inside the body, and the damage is occurring, and symptoms is occurring, but you don't know it until it hits that tipping point. Typically, pain, for example, is one of the last symptoms that people notice when something is being interfered with the nervous system that then at the end of it sends that pain signal to try to tell you, hey, something is wrong here. You know, when we look at a patient's posture, look at your family members, look at your own posture. The ear hole should be level over the center of the shoulder from the side. When you look at yourself in the front of the mirror, your nose, your sternum there, right below your neck, above your chest, should line up evenly with your belly button. If it doesn't, we've got some sort of postural misalignment that puts pressure on the nerves. Foot flare. The foot should not flare from one side to the other. If you're standing straight and one foot goes out, you know, there's probably some sort of hip problems or sacroiliac problems there. You know, we evaluate for ligamentous muscular imbalance and most of all for spinal misalignment because that's what causes nerve interference. That's what ultimately leads to chronic health conditions. You know, and that's why we say those five most dangerous words are maybe it'll go away, because it typically doesn't. And you have to seek help, right?
You most definitely. Problems don't resolve themselves. You either cover it up with drugs or you fix the underlying problem. What sounds best and makes most sense to you?
It's like I always use the engine light analogy. If your check engine light comes on in your car, you're not going to just put a piece of duct tape over it and ignore it, because ultimately your car is going to break down. Well,
exactly.
Every time your check engine light comes on in your body, so to speak, when you're having that headache or you're having that chronic pain that just won't go away, you can take an ibuprofen, you can take Percocet, you can take a Vicodin, you can shut that pain off. But all you did was shut the pain off. You didn't actually do anything about the problem that's presenting itself within your body, that your body's trying to communicate with you.
And
about.
While your brain is shut off to that pain, mm-hmm. you've stopped those pain signals. The underlying cause of your dysfunction is only getting worse.
Yeah.
People have been covering these things up for years, and by the time they get to us, they're in horrible shape.
Yeah, and a lot of the reason is because they've let themselves, you know,
it just got worse.
It gets worse and worse.
Yes.
Yeah, all the way to the point where now they're finally wanting to do something
exactly.
about it. You know, pain are the symptoms, and those are the warning lights, guys. But it's up to you to get the help that you need, not just to ignore it. You know, real help that goes to the root of the problem. Recently, we had a lady come in, and she had pretty severe digestive issues. After evaluation, we found that she had numerous spinal misalignments in her mid-back. We showed her what was going on. She went through 3 months of chiropractic treatments, and guess what? She doesn't have the digestive problems anymore because we addressed the underlying cause. And I know what you're thinking out there. Well, what's that have to do with my back, Dr. Smith, the chiropractor? Nothing. It has everything to do with your nervous system by way of your back, you know? You know, on headaches alone, one study by Rosner followed 6,000 cases of chronic sufferers, found that the loss or reversal of cervical curve with complete or segmental loss of curvature is the most common finding and is very often the only abnormality found with chronic headache sufferers. And the correlation in research is undeniable.
Well, there was another study by Vernon that found the same thing, that the neck abnormalities can reasonably be attributed to the biggest cause of tension headaches. The biggest problem is not just the headaches, but what are people doing about them? Taking medicine. Medicine to dull the pain, and then what? Another headache tomorrow? Another pill? Merely covering up the symptoms while the cause continues to get worse and worse.
Yeah, guys, problems don't go away on their own. So why does it keep coming back? Well, because you haven't fixed the problem yet. Pick up the phone, guys, 970-663-4494. If we can help you, we'll tell you. If we can't, we'll tell you that too. One of my patients said to me just this week, we were talking about his asthma symptoms. All he did was take shots. Finally ended up in your office, and I thought you were back pain docs. I didn't know you were nerve docs. Guys, it's chiropractic. It's the nervous system. It works. We're going to take a quick break right here. You're listening to Dr. Doctor.
Now, back to Dr. Doctor with your hosts, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Irvin Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you to everyone for tuning in today. You're listening to Dr. Doctor, and you know what, guys? We've been able to help so many people so far since we've been on the radio, and today's topic is one that we all deal with, whether it's ourselves or a loved one, and that's realizing that health concerns, those true health problems, they don't just go away all by themselves. You can't just ignore them and get better.
Well, can I want to tell you about a patient that came, was a listener on the for the radio show, and he came into the office after hearing the show about disc problems, and he told me he'd been looking for someone to help him. He'd already been sent to a surgeon after an MRI had indicated a herniation and degeneration, and he was told that surgery was his best bet. And after that consultation, he came home and he called his son, who happens to be a medical doctor, and his son told him, no matter what you do, only get back surgery as a last resort.
Smart man.
After talking to his son, he changed his mind about just jumping into the surgery. His son explained that the outcomes can be really poor, and even if the outcome is good, you'll never get just one surgery. So the rate of second surgeries is very prevalent, and then his son tells him about failed back surgery syndrome, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But his son said, go see a chiropractor and let them work on you before you ever think about surgery.
Well, how's he doing so far?
He's doing really well. He's improving slowly. He's an older gentleman, and he's been in this condition for a while. He understands that if he wants the opportunity to avoid back surgery, and if that opportunity is still available to him, he's got to get his body a chance to readjust. And he understands that his condition didn't happen overnight, so we can't correct it overnight. It takes time.
Well, that's a big deal, because we're kind of stuck in this I want it now results type society that
drive
we live
through.
In. So, yeah, yep. You could take that drug and kill the symptoms, but actually doing it naturally, you have to be a little more patient with.
Exactly.
And I love it, Doc. That's what I like to hear. Let me take a moment. I just want to piggyback off of what your patient's son told him about back surgeries. As Dr. Irvin mentioned, I don't know if you guys caught it, there's actually a syndrome they've named out there called failed back surgery syndrome. Can you believe that? I mean, look it up.
It's amazing.
Experts estimate that nearly 600,000 Americans opt for back operations each year. But for many, surgery is really just an empty promise. And, you know, pain management experts, surgeons, they'll tell you the same thing. Listen to this. A new study in the Journal of Spine shows that in many cases, surgery can actually backfire, not only not alleviating the pain, but actually leaving patients in more pain afterwards.
It happens. I've got those patients in the practice.
You bet. And it's not just, oh, I got to go in and do a second one. It usually leads to a second and a third and a fourth surgery. And meanwhile, these patients are just in more and more discomfort and more pain because they listened to the one and only recommendation that they originally got without seeing somebody else like Dr. Irvin or myself first. Research has reviewed records from nearly 1,500 patients in the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation database who had diagnoses of disc degeneration, disc herniation, or radiculopathy, which is a nerve condition that causes tingling and weakness of the limbs, all of which, by the way, are successfully treated by chiropractors like us. Half of the patients had surgery to fuse two or more vertebrae in hopes of curing low back pain. The other half had no surgery, even though they had comparable diagnoses. But listen to the results. After 2 years, just 26% of those who had surgery returned to work.
That's horrible.
That's compared to 67% of patients who actually didn't have the surgery returned to work. You know, and what might be the most troubling study finding is that research determined that there was a 41% increase in the use of painkillers, specifically opiates, in those patients who had surgery. So not only Listen, I'm not trying to be grim here, but not only do you now suffer from chronic back pain, but now you have a drug addiction too because you can't handle the pain without popping a bunch of pills every day.
Listen, I see. This is one of the saddest things, and I'll just elaborate on this for a minute. I had a patient that came in, and she was on some serious pain medication, and she was on Lyrica and a handful of others for numbness and tingling and peripheral neuropathy. She couldn't feel her feet, and she had pain. And I got her feeling better. She goes, I don't have that pain in my feet. I said, well, let's start getting you off this. And literally, she couldn't. She's in her mid-60s, and she's a drug addict. I mean, it was a terrible thing to go through.
It's frightening.
Yes. Well, let's just talk about five more symptoms that you should not ignore. Calf pain, or a lot of times you'll have what they call restless leg syndrome. This can be the result of a depletion of certain nutrients in your body and can be fully eliminated, this calf pain, sometimes in less than a month. People have been in pain literally for years and can't believe that it can be eliminated in less than a month. Burning, tingling, numbness in the feet, which has many causes from diabetes to lumbar stenosis, but those can obviously be taken care of in the office. Pelvic pain, chronic fatigue, again, many causes from structural to chemical. Sleep disruptions, which can be caused from an underlying structural problem. But these are things that should not be ignored.
Well, get it checked out, folks. The problems don't go away on their own. You can be helped. Surgery is not your only option. Drugs are not your only option. But again, I say this from the bottom of my heart with a loving tone. You got to get out of your own way. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, guys, that's going to do it for today. We want to give you a sincere thank you to our listeners for tuning in today, every week. Don't keep us a secret out there. Please tell your friends and family about the show. If you've been struggling with chronic pain, please do something about it. If it doesn't go away on its own and you're only using drugs to mask the problem, if that's you, we want to help you and get you back on the road to health. You know, the world would tell you to go take another pill. Go see the MD. Really? You already know what he's going to do. Another drug, right? You know, we help patients who want something different. The folks out there who are tired of just going in and getting another prescription rather than actually getting some doctoring, some true health care. If that's you, don't put it off. Pick up the phone. There's no pressure. We simply go over what we find and give you some answers. If you're thinking, I don't think I can afford it, we'll work with you. Whether you have insurance or not, no one should be denied the chance to have a pain-free life. Listen, guys, this is all about helping our community. We got patients from Greeley, Berthoud, Longmont, Wyoming, in addition to, obviously, Fort Collins and Loveland. Give us a call, 970-663-4494. One more time, 663-4494. Don't go through life thinking it'll all be better soon. Take the first step. Give us a call. We can't wait to meet you. We'll see you next time.